joining us now for DC Current, presented by LABI, is Congressman Garrett Graves. Welcome aboard, man. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. How about you?
Doing all right. Was talking as you were trying to find your way into the building. It was talking about how recess is kind of the time where you get caught up on what we're doing. Like, you get all around the district. You definitely have your favorites. Any place that serves food, you definitely have your favorites as you make your way around the district. What are you hearing so far?
Gosh, you know what? I've been hearing a lot about just overall frustration with this administration, with the federal government, in terms of overreaching, in terms of making decisions that have nothing to do with the best interest of the United States here. And a lot of people are still complaining and expressing strong concern about how bad inflation is, just the ability to make ends meet, energy, electricity costs, gasoline costs, over and over again. And then the last thing that I've been hearing a lot about is insurance. And yes, I love to go to places where they serve food, and here's why. Whenever you have people that take polls and for politics and things like that, it's people that want to do it. One of the reasons I love to go to diners and restaurants and stuff like that is because you're engaging people where they are, whether they're folks that want to be or normally engage in politics or not. So it gives you kind of this unsanitized view of what people's priorities are, what's on their mind. And I love that, being able to engage them where they are.
Let's talk about that insurance. You also love to eat. Don't try to be coy. You brought goodies.
I did, yeah.
I can't wait.
Three different things.
Fantastic. So, well, yeah. That's the other thing. You love to scout new recipes, too. Yeah. Let's be real. We got Congressman Garrett Graves in studio for DC Current, presented by LABA. Let's talk about that insurance front for just a minute, because we're seeing a lot of work being done, but how long is it going to take to see results?
Look, the insurance thing is tough because we're being hit by so many sides on this one. Number one, folks are being hit because property and casualty insurance, people's home insurance rates are going up so much because you've seen so many insurers pull out of Louisiana. I believe 9 different insurers have pulled out of the state. And what's happened is that normally the companies will say, all right, we're going to insure Louisiana and Florida and Texas, and that we will have a diverse portfolio. And if Louisiana gets hit, we still have Texas and Florida to help pay the rates and help us cover the cost. Well, what's happened in recent years is that all of the states have been hit. And so these insurers have had a really hard time actually being able to cover all of the cost. And then adding to that is flood insurance rates, which the federal government is causing its own problems there by using this methodology called risk rating 2.0 that they've refused to provide any transparency on. Mm-hmm. And so you can't even figure out how rates are being charged. All we know is that most people's rates are going up in a huge manner as surging rates. So we've been trying to address that side while the state of Louisiana state legislature has been working on the home insurance side. So trying to address both issues.
Your district covers from Baton Rouge all the way down to the coast. And I mean, I get a look at, you know, my statements and whatnot. We have it bad here. How much worse is it further down the bayou?
Brian, just to give you a little bit of flavor, we've had people whose rates have gone from $560, $600 a year up into excess of $8,000. In fact, someone I ran into the other day told me their rate, haven't gotten the confirmation yet, but their rate went up as high as almost $10,000 a year because they accidentally missed a payment. And whenever you miss a payment, it resets. If you don't miss a payment, then the most that'll go up a year is 18% a year, but still.
18% a year means another 18% next year. That's still a per year thing. And just not seeing an end in sight is, I'm curious as to how long it takes before it's just unaffordable to live here.
You're exactly right. And that's why this is such a tough collision of issues, while the home insurance and the flood insurance. And that's why we've been working to secure, as you and I have discussed, around $8 billion in new resiliency investments, mm-hmm. whether it's Comey Project, West Shore Project, Restoring the Coast, and other things to help make Louisiana a safer place.
We're already seeing Restoring the Coast starting to work. Okay, we're getting there. There's the home fortification aspect of this as well that will start to take hold as more people get new roofs. Getting a fortified roof can help lower your insurance as well. But to see the timeline of this, it moves very, very slowly. And how much, like, rates go up by 18%, how much gets done before it goes up another 18%, another 18%?
Yeah.
The application of it, this is one of those times where the speed of Washington just doesn't match pace with us.
Well, and so that's why you've seen significant disparity. You have projects like the Comey Project that the Corps of Engineers is in charge of that's taking years and years to get done. Conversely, We gave money to Livingston Parish directly for them to do clearing and snagging, cleaning out canals and ditches, and they've done over 900 miles. Now, that includes some repeat sections that were hit again by Hurricane Ida, mm-hmm. but it is over 500 miles of organic paths in terms of stuff that's been done for the first time in several years. So that has been done very, very quickly. So you've got some differences in approaches, which is why we have been pushing the Corps of Engineers and actually changed the law for them to become a granting agency in many cases. Just give the funds to the local or state governments, get out of the way, and let them build these projects.
We're talking with Congressman Garrett Graves. It's DC Current presented by LABI. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. He's an insurance agent here in town. And he was talking about one of the things that he struggles with is when trying to insure new customers, it pushes towards citizens every time, when I thought the goal was to depopulate citizens.
Well, and that's exactly what needs to happen. And going back to what we talked about earlier, having 9 insurers pull out of Louisiana makes it really, really hard. You have less competition. Mm-hmm. You have rates that are not as affordable. And you have some insurers that have just said, we're not even going to insure in this parish or in this area. And it makes it really, really hard. I know that our insurance has spiked. Our home insurance company actually pulled out. So we've run into some of the same problems. But Brian, it goes back to that's why these resiliency investments in protecting the communities is so important, because it actually makes our communities safer. It makes them more resilient. It reduces the actuarial risk or the payouts from the insurers, and ultimately makes living in these communities safer and more affordable.
Got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about inflation within those couple minutes and what can be done without. It's funny. I spent the last segment talking about forcing the pendulum swinging back and forth. This would be the same topic, but from a monetary standpoint, inflation looks like it's starting to ebb a little bit, but we've already been hit with all the effects of it without seeing the, you know, the counterbalancing effects from a wage perspective. We haven't been able to catch up yet. Again, are we going to outpace ourselves when it comes to being able to keep up?
Look, let's talk about why we're here. We've watched as this administration has come in, as President Biden has come in, American Rescue Plan, spending trillions of dollars. They've come in with the CHIPS Act. They've come in with the the Inflation Reduction Act, and then this so-called infrastructure bill. When you add all of this up, this is not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars in extraordinary spending. Louisiana has not gotten its fair share of funding. And so what happens when you dump that much money on the street? You lessen the value of the dollar. And so this administration has largely caused the problems that we're experiencing today. Louisiana has not received a requisite benefit from it. And so inflation may be dropping a little bit in terms of the rate, but we're still in territory where the amount that wages have gone up compared to the amount of cost of groceries and energy and utilities and others
right.
have outpaced it. So people are still not at a proper equilibrium or balance. We've got a lot of making up to do. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near to being even this year, mm-hmm. but obviously going to continue pushing to help this, to force this administration to spend less, which is why the debt negotiation that we did with this administration, largest savings in American history, reduced spending by $2.1 trillion.
Yes, and the timetable for that to take hold, let me ask this the right way. We've got an election coming up next year that I fear a very serious overreaction, because when the pendulum swings, it swings back and forth. We have an election year coming up next year that could trigger an overreaction in the opposite direction. How much can we see from the recent negotiation, recent deal, take effect before that timetable starts?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office has already come in and readjusted their projections, showing that we're going to have lower spending rates, showing that we're going to have lower inflation as a result of this. We're continuing to work through the appropriations process to further reduce spending. Of course, this White House is pushing back and trying to spend more, but I do think we're going to be successful in our negotiations and building on savings of the incredible work that we did in the debt ceiling negotiations just weeks ago.
Got about a minute to go. What'd you bring in for us today?
All right, so I brought 3 of the 4 desserts. One of them is it's a Samoa pie that is rapidly melting in front
Samoa
of us.
Samoa isn't like how the Girl Scout cookies are?
Yep. Oh, so it's coconut, chocolate, and caramel. This one is a lemon bar that is very, very lemony. And then this is a coconut lime cheesecake. So it's all what you need for breakfast. Made this for the family for 4th of July.
That's amazing.
Yesterday, we had a family celebration that went out to the levee and watched the fireworks. But, yeah, this one you're going to need a straw if you don't start eating it soon.
Okay, well, that's not really a deal breaker because that's getting consumed.
Where's the camera? Oh, there we go.
That's getting consumed one way or another. What's on tap for you today?
Today, we're mostly going to be working out of our Baton Rouge office. You mentioned it earlier, and you're exactly right. Just trying to catch up and dig out.
Yeah.
Emails, text messages, letters, returning phone calls. Got a few meetings. So really just trying to dig out of the hole. This week, last week, spent a good bit of time down in the Bayou region, home in Thibodaux, in Livingston, in Denham Springs, and in Gonzales, Zachary and Baker. So just trying to get out and see people and catching up a little bit.
I mean, speaking of digging out of a hole, I never even mentioned the Comey Diversion Canal with you in studio. I mean, what?
Yeah. So up there and great seeing the incredible progress. If anybody who goes north of Baton Rouge, but yes, the project is projected to be underfunded now, despite the fact that we have twice seen cost escalation out of the Corps of Engineers. We've been able to secure over $500 million. But I did have very good conversations with the top folks, including the commanding general for the Corps of Engineers. He committed that this project's going to be finished. We did set some reserves funds aside, and so we've asked them to tap those funds and finish funding this project.
He is Congressman Garrett Graves. He'll be at his office today. So
that's it.
If you need to swing by, I got issues. Congressman, we always appreciate the time.
All right, thanks.
This has been DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry.